Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we are holding on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beit. This is five lines up from the bottom. V'tachat kivodo brought you me ben chamot Yerushalayim. And because we were speaking about the dinim of begadim before, and we spoke about the v'chibato, which is in terms of begin, we now turn to the drushes on the actual word kivodo. In the pasuk, this is a reference to the story of the milchoma with Sancheriv. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Tachat kivodo yikad yikod kikod eish. That in exactly what Tachat means, of course, there's two possibilities. Tachat could mean instead of, or it could mean beneath, literally, physically beneath. So as you take the pashtus at the beginning of the pasuk, Tachat kivodo would mean instead of the great honor of which Sancheriv was coming with this great army, and so on, instead there will be nothing left but fire and ashes. But the truth is, there's two ways to understand this. Rabbi Yochanan follows his shita. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tachat kivodo, that it's beneath his kovet. In other words, right under his kovet. Now, of course, Rabbi Yochanan learns kovet means beged. So Tachat kivodo, that means the begadim did not burn, but instead it was a rather horrific story of their bodies turned to ash, so to speak, so that there were dead bodies but untouched clothing. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, but not kivodo mamash. This is Rabbi Yochanan Lataymi. Because, after all, Rabbi Yochanan was kari lamani mechabdotai. So the word kavod to Rabbi Yochanan is the honor of the body, it's not the body, it's the clothing. Rabbi Eliezer, he learns tachat kivodo means literally tachat kivodo mamash, because he holds tachat means instead of, and he doesn't hold of the idea of Rabbi Yochanan that kivodo is the begotim. He learns that it means the actual body itself. And because of that, he has to understand kvodo as meaning gufo and not meaning begadav. Therefore, when it says tachat, he also understands that tachat means instead of, not beneath, the way Rabbi Yochanan is learning. So tachat would then mean yishalim tachat hashor, that means in place of, to replace. And therefore, it works out, according to him, that the tachat kivodo mamash, that what actually happened over here is that instead of a body, what you are left with is the ash.
The net result is both. Both is the same.
Right. Except it's a completely different meaning. Right. Shmuel Bar Nachmani learns tachat kivodo, so he basically learns like both shitot, partially. See, he holds tachat means beneath, literally. That's like Rabbi Yochanan. But he doesn't hold Rabbi Yochanan that kvodo is begotten. That he understands as meaning the body. Therefore, according to him, there was actually a difference. The difference being that the body was untouched. And therefore, tachat kvodo would mean beneath the skin of his body. That was the only thing that was affected. But so when you looked at them, they seemed to be untouched, unscathed, and yet they were all dead. So that the army was wiped out in this miraculous way, which was no cause of death, and all that you could see was a wiped out army. Three different approaches based on how we understand the word tachat and how we understand kvodo. Obviously here, we're bringing it agav, the din of kavod Shabbos that we brought before, v'chibato. And that would mean that basically they ended up, not to compare the two, but they ended up, k'sreifat b'nei Aharon. The same thing happened with Derish and the Sanhedrin with Nadav and Avihu. And over there, Aliba, the shita that we come out with, that they were sreifat neshama, meaning that their lives were burned. Here it means literally their neshama was burned, not that they had no olam haba either. So over there, here too, it means the same thing. That is to say, their life was burned away, and the goof was kayim. Omer v'achav arav, omer v'yochav. Minayin l'shinui begadim in haTorah. How do we know that in general there is a concept of changing your clothes? That's, some learn that this means, when we say in general, what we're talking about is when a person comes to do Avodah Shamayim, not that we're referring specifically to Shabbos, so that once we already began with the issue of Kavod Shabbos, and we'll see over here that the relationship seems not to have anything to do with Shabbos, but that when you're about to do Tefillah or some other Avodah, you should change your clothes. Others learn it's a hemshech of what we said before. So that a person should be makbid to change their clothing either for Shabbos or for Avodas Hashem. Shemu pashatet begadav velavash begadim acherim. Here's talking about a kohen who was zochet to be boitz the deshan from the mizbeach, which is very dirty. So what he should do is he should put on lesser value clothing, and then he should be boitz the deshan. What is the point of the Torah telling me to put on low? I mean, it's my business. I want to wear high quality clothes and take them to the cleaners. I mean, obviously here it's referring to bidei kohuna. This is a rule that the Torah is teaching us, that the gadim should be shelved, that once I've used something for a lower class kind of thing, I should not use the same clothing for a higher class kind of thing. Therefore, the Torah is saying, use lower clothing now so you'll be able to wear your normal big dekuna when you do the normal Aveda. And this would be true across the board. It is a deny, makes people look down on the Talmud Chacham who's wearing shoes that have patches on them. As the Gemara, how could that be? We know that Rabbi Akiva Bar Hanina used to walk out with patched shoes. The meaning of Rabbi Akiva Bar Hava's statement is not a patch. It's patched up. That is to say, tloy agabi tloy, where we have different levels of patches. It looks bombish, like, I mean, he fixed it, then he fixed another piece on top of it. I mean, that's already very low class. The Omer Rabbi Akiva Bar Hava, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, kol talmid chacham, b'shinimtza rivav al begadol. If a Talmud Chacham has a stain, oil stain of some kind, on his begadim, he's chayav mita. For all intents and purposes, he is opening himself up to Yonim of Chilal Hashem, which is a chiyuv of misa. The only thing that could possibly be mechaper on that is mita. Shnei makom misanai ahavu mavet. Al tikri misanai ala masni'ai. Even though the portion of meaning is over here, those who hate me, but we darshan it here to mean not those who hate me, but rather those who cause others to hate me. So by being in this kind of matzev, obviously other people are going to come to look down on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is the way a Talmud Chacham looks, and therefore it's a Chilul Hashem. Now what right do we have to be darshan a pasuk like this? There's a number of different approaches. The simple approach is, Misanai is the very strange way of saying sonai. The normal way you say it is sonai. So misanai, even though misanai is a very kaved way of saying sonai, it must be maram. Is there something else which is misanai? But others suggest that the pasuk before, which is the opening of this parak in Mishlei, talks about motzi matzachayim and so on, and which implies that the next pasuk, which is our pasuk here, vechoti chometz nafsho. Misanai is referring back to the same individuals. If it's referring back to the same individuals, it must be that individual is a Ohev Hashem, but it causes other people to be Senei Hashem. So because of that, he's also considered to be in the getter of Misanai. This, unfortunately, is very, very common in Bizman Hazeh, where most Talmidei Chachamim are Motzi Matzachayim in their own minds, but everybody else learns from them to hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I kind of think that's why the Torah calls it misanai, because if someone can cause others to hate, it must be that there's elements of hatred in them. Otherwise, why? How would they possibly come to something that causes hatred? Anyway, Ravina Amar, Ravina says that wasn't the Maimer. The Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan was called Tamir Chacham Shenimtza Reved, not Revav. Reved means a semen stain. And that's, we learned that out from the Ravadati RC. So that means that it has to do with something sexy. Others learn maybe it's Dams, it would be a Chashad, it was by Olanida, whatever. But whatever it is, it's something that's inappropriate sexually. And therefore, that already people will really be Chayshadim for, and they'll look down on him. That's a Masniyai. And the truth is Lo Pligit. The two Lashonas are both correct. It could be either Revav or Revet, depending on where it's found. How the Galima? If you're talking about a jacket. The jacket over there is something that everybody sees, and therefore, even if it's an oil stain, which is Revav, it's also could cause a Chilul Hashem, and it's Pegedim Masniyai. How the Levusha, if it's on his underclothing, which isn't normally seen, it's covered by his jacket, then we're only considering it to be Masniyai if it's a semen stain. Von Rabbi Barav, von Rabbi Yochanan, Maitechti, based on the understanding that it's a chiyuv mavet to walk around in a way that is masniyai. So how do we understand kasher halach avdi Yeshayahu arom v'yachef? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav Yeshayahu that he should walk around naked and barefoot for 3 years as a simon for his devias to the goyim. So how is it possible that it should mean literally arom v'yachef? Arom means bibgadim bluim, and yachef means biminalim amatulaim. So, what is this doing over here? Because it's a very beautiful pshat in the Meforshim, the Yen Yaakov, the pshat is that the Gemara essentially is bothered by the difference of Ginai, Hula Talmud Chacham Sheyetzei Bebegadim Minalim Metulaim, and the Chiyav Misa that we just had on Revav. Therefore, wants to know, why are we Mechalek? That the Makor of the Chiyav is in Yeshayahu. Because if we find over there that there's an Aron V'yachef, and the way that we understand it means Begadim Beluim. Why do we understand as Begadim Beluim? Because the nafkamina between Balu and between Revav. That's the point. So it's something in which a person is wearing Begadim that are not 100% proper. That's a gnai, but it's not a piyav mita. I mean, it's like the chiyal al daitcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tell Yeshayahu to do something which is masniyah, that not to be able to tell him to do something which is a gnai, and everyone will know that he's doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Bedavka for to do something that is a gnai, that's fine, but certainly not mavet itself, that not.
He's disgracing himself.
It's a disgrace. There's a big difference between a disgrace and a piyav of mis. So therefore, what it means here is that begodim and minolim amadikulayim basically are gnayim. Tzanhata. When it comes to the dinim of chatzitza on a kli, so it says like this: revav al amardeya chotzeit. The mardeya, remember, was the blanket that is used to cover a chamor. And if you have tuma, it was mitame, you can be mitayrit by putting the mikvah. But of course, there's dinim of chatzitza like there are on all kelim. So the halacha over there is that if there's revav on the mardeya, so that's an oily stain that prevents the water from contacting it, and therefore it's a chatzitza. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer, it has to be a certain size. It has to be ad ki isar ha'italki, has to be at least the size of an isar. Then it's chotzeit. What about on your own begadim? So the klal on your own begadim is like this: on begadim mitzad echad eino chotzeit, if it's just a small stain that hasn't penetrated the beged, so then on one side of the beged it wouldn't be chotzeit. If there's enough of it that it penetrated both sides, so then it's chotzeit. Mishnei atzdeim chotzeit. Reb Yehuda and Mishum Reb Shmo, even mitzad echad, it's chotzeit. Boimine Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Rabbi Chanina. How about the din of the mardat? Because by the mardat we spoke about chatzitza, but we didn't say if it's tzad echad or if it's shnei tzadim. Would a mardat be chotzeit mitzad echad or is it mishnei tzadim? Amalei zulo shamati. Look, I got to tell you, I did not hear that particular halacha. But kayotze bar shamati, in the Mishnah that we just had, there's a continuation which indicates to us what the halacha would be of the mardat. Ditznan. The Mishnah says like this: Rabbi Yosi Omer, as opposed to the general rule about begadim that we just mentioned and we learned before, Rabbi Yosi Omer, that it depends if these begadim belong to banaim, and we'll see what exactly banaim. Let's assume right now that begadim of banaim refer to Talmid Chachomim, who are bonei olam. The Gemara is going to discuss it in a moment. If it's banaim, so then the hakpara is even betzad echad and it's chotzetz. If, however, it's a bor, not a Talmud Chacham, so then it would require such a big spot that it penetrates both sides of the beged. Now, if you're talking about a mardat of a chamor, let me tell you, a mardat of a chamor can't be more kosher than the begadim of an amoret. So, if for a human beged it has to penetrate both sides, so for a chamor, for sure it would have to penetrate both sides in order to be awesome. I'm sorry?
Boar. I've heard some people say
boar.
It is boar.
Yeah. My banaim, om Rabbi Yochanan, elu talmidei chachamim shoskim bebinyano shel olam. What do we mean by a banai? A banai is a builder, because the Talmud Chacham is osek in building. This goes back to Shiri Adam Shabbat Shavar, in which the concept of dvarash and language and so on is the way in which the world is built, in which it's created. We om Rabbi Yochanan. Ezel talmid chacham shemachzir lo avida v'tiyuta ayin. Now we're going to have over your different levels of pirush of a Talmud Chacham. The first three are pirushim in which a person can be called a Talmud Chacham vis-a-vis a certain halacha, not vis-a-vis other halacha. So it doesn't mean a complete Talmud Chacham. It means somebody that will give X qualities to, and each one is a different quality. So what is called a Talmud Chacham that if he says, I recognize this, this is exactly the cell phone that I lost, can you give me a simon? I don't have a simon, but I tell you, I know this is my phone. So that's called tfiut ayin. And only zeh makpid al chalukol lovcho. This is someone who is makpid on his clothing, that if, the Rashi learns that it means, that if it goes on, he's wearing an undershirt, and he puts it on with the seams facing out, he'll take it off and put it on right. Others learn that it means lagabe, the rabat that we're talking about, which is more reasonable. What is called a Talmud Chacham vis-a-vis giving him a job to say a shir, let's say, or to be in charge of tzedakah, or so on? This is somebody who knows how to give an answer to a dvar halacha in any sugya, Afilu b'mesechet kala. Now Rashi learns that what this is talking about is being machmer. In other words, this guy is a boki in the whole Shas, not only in Shas Bavli like the Daf Yomi.
Even stuff we don't learn?
He learns even the Braita, like Mesechet Kala. Mesechet Kala, Rashi understands, is the Braita that begins with the words that a Kala b'li bracha zasur labala like a needle. So it's referring to that Mesechet, which nobody learns. Others learn, almost everyone else learns, that Mesechet Kala is not a reference to the Braitot of Mesechet Kala. It's a reference to the particular thing that they happened to be learning that year in the Chautauqua. And I used to have a Chautauqua, which was the Yemei HaKala, where everybody would gather around the times of the Yomim Tovim to learn, and they would hear different drush. It's like Limud nowadays, you know, everybody has. You go into whatever shir. And they would concentrate on Yarech HaKala. Yarech HaKala, that's right. Yeah. So they would concentrate on it, but they would take a particular Mesechet. This guy is a Bucky only in that Mesechet. That's the Shara. Filo Mesechet Kala. He's a local Bucky. So a local Bucky, you could put a Parnas, we're going to see, on a local area. Each one is Ganega. The guy is careful of his Beget. For Revav, we give him to his Ayin. Filo Ganega Mida. He knows his local halachas. We give him a local parnassus. We'll see later on. Mida keneged mida. Others learn like Rashi is a reference to Mesechet Kala, but it means afilu Mesechet Kala. Even if he's only a baki in Mesechet Kala, it's very easy. That's also called the Talmud Chacham. So not b'chol makom b'shas, but in any place of shas, which is, as we've said many times, two interpretations of kol, depending on the context. V'lo ya'ir kol chamato. But we want some of his chamato. None of his chamato. It's the same issue over here. Who's considered to be a Talmud Chacham vis-a-vis this halacha? That the people in his town are supposed to see to it that his parnasa needs are taken care of, as we'll see. It's a person who ignores his own needs, and he works b'cheftzei shamayim, so he doesn't go into work because he has a meeting today about what to do for the tzibur. And this again would be mina k'neged mina. He ignores his own needs, therefore the community should take care of those needs. What we're talking about over here is not where he's rich and, you know, somebody's got to take care of his many investments and so on. It's talking about for his requirements for Parnassa. If he's that rich, he can hire an individual to be his secretary. But who is Stam Talmud Chacham? Now, these three levels were specifically for issue A, B, or C. Who is Stam Talmud Chacham? Those who learn that before it meant locally understand this to mean in everything. So then the Gemara explains, so that would depend. If he's a Baki b'chol makom, like we said before, so then we make him a local. He's a local Baki. He's a local Parnas. If he's a Baki in everything, b'chuli tanui in everything, both the Braitot and Mishnayot, so on, then we'll make him a Rosh Yeshiva. Sabaresh betifta. Reb Shimon Malachi Shomer, I don't agree that Banaim, Kelim Shabanaim, are a reference to Talmidei Chachamim. I say Banaim is a reference to bathhouse attendants, so it's Balanim, basically the same idea. So Banaim would mean Beibani. Beibani is bathhouses. And in a bathhouse, as we know from the hotels of Reuven, when they give you a white, beautiful bathrobe, it is perfect. They can't have the slightest stain on it. So there we're talking about that kind of hakpada, that's banaim, and therefore it's makpid on even the smallest type of stain. Mashenkin, normal people, they'll use a bathrobe that's been used before. It doesn't have to, I'm sorry, I don't even want to ask you, but there are such things that people will use a used bathrobe. So those kind of people already are not makpid.
But this is amazing. They're giving monogrammed bathrobes. His wife said, no, stupid, it's for King David, not Kirk Douglas.
That's very nice. Wow. Good. So these are the kelim ha'ulayarin haba'im minat hayam, and those are very white and very beautiful, and that you'd be very marked on. It's like these thick white towels, one time use, that's it. Wait a minute. Maybe the Hebrew, you're telling me that kelim ha'ulayarin are white? What about that famous story Rabbi Yannai told his children? My children, when you bury me, make sure that my takrichen are not bright white. and make sure that they don't look like a black suit from yeshiva. Because Shema lo eskeh, listen, you know, you're going to dress me in white. Maybe I'm not such a tzaddik like you think. I'll find myself waking up in hell, and I'll look like a total idiot. Here I am dressed like I'm ready for a party, and I'll be like a katan between the avelim. On the other hand, if you dress me up like a yeshiva guy, maybe I will be zeicha, and I'll be din olam haba, and I'll look like an avel, and everybody else is dressed to party. So because of that, dress me sort of midway so I can fit in wherever I go. So casually, and kelim olam. How about you maybe that thing? So that means if you're telling not to dress me in white, so obviously you're telling me that these are colored, essentially. They're a little bit reddish-brown, you know, beige, basically, as we would say. So it's almost sunken, you know, they're more beige. That's true. But the kasha, the gleaming of a lepiche, it depends what we're talking about. If you're talking about the outside begotten that you wear outdoors and so on, you don't want that big bright white, I mean, you'll have to change them every couple of hours. That is more beige. We're talking about over here garments that are worn underneath. Those are white and very, very clean. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, anyway, getting back to our Mishnah, the next thing we add in the Mishnah is the machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about what the halacha is in terms of preparing from Yom Kippurim to Shabbat. And this is true whether it's in terms of korbanos. If I have leftover korbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur that was chal on Erev Shabbat, can I bring the chalavim that night, which is Leil Shabbat's origin? The same thing would be nogeah, making the bet. Can make the bet for Shabbat. So Rabbi Yishmael says, yes, you can. You can fold your clothes, make the bet from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva says, you cannot. What is this machlokes? Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato. What is the meaning of b'Shabbato? Obviously, he's not coming to tell me I can only bring the remainder of this korban on the same Shabbat, because the next Shabbat, it would be very, very notar anyway. So there'd be no way that I could possibly need a pasuk to tell me don't bring it a week from now. And what then does it mean? So first we darshan that it means olat Shabbat b'Shabbat. Here's how it goes. Limit al kalvei Shabbat shekrevin b'yom ha-kipuri. This teaches us that anything that's called Shabbat, even before it becomes notar, which means Yom Kippur, which is called Shabbat Shabbaton, so that means you can bring olat Shabbat on the other Shabbat, which is Yom Kippur. Now you might think it works in both directions, that you could bring the korban of afshel Yom ha-kipurim b'Shabbat, Talmud lomar b'Shabbato. No. You cannot bring Yom Kippur's on Shabbat. You can only bring Shabbat on Yom Kippur because it's a lesser Kedusha. That is Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Rabbi Akiva says, Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. This teaches me that Chalvei Shabbat can be Korev b'Yom Tov, because Yom Tov, after all, is also called Shabbat. Tishpatu Shabbatchem. So Tishpatu Shabbatchem means I'm referring to any Yom Tov of Shabbos, but not Yom Kippur. Yochel af b'Yom HaKippurim. You might think that even on Yom Kippur, Talmud Lomar, that's why it says b'Shabbato. No, it's only on this Shabbat, but not on the Shabbat which has the higher Kedusha, which is Yom Kippur. Now, what's the bottom line? The higher Kedusha, which is shared by Yom Kippur and Shabbos, over and above Yom Kippur. Now, what does it boil down to? Kishatitza Lomar, when you work out what this really is nogea, it works out like this. According to Rabbi Yishmael, he obviously holds that Nidarim and Nidavot are craving the Yom Kippur. So if on Yom Tov you're allowed to bring a personal korban, so then obviously you're allowed to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's korban, the leftovers from Yom Kippur. So that's not going to be less than your own personal korban shalomim. So I can certainly bring that. I don't need the posik, therefore, to be marbek HaKrova of Emurim on Yom Tov. Therefore, it must be that the only way to understand the posik is that it's being marbek Yom Kippurim. Masha Ein Kein, I'll leave a Rabbi Akiva. The Divya Rabbi Akiva, I'm not allowed to bring any korbanas that are personal on Yom Tov. Therefore, how do I know I can bring, Richie, the korbanas of yesterday's HaKrova on Shabbos on Yom Tov? I need the pasuk to tell me. Kitzur kol mishrei b'Yom Tov. Now, Lemais, I see that Bobby is looking at me askance, undoubtedly because he has in mind the Reb Kivager's question, which, no, I'm serious, which is, what's the comparison? The reason that you're makriv the Nadarim v'Nadavos on Yom Tov is because you're allowed to bring things that you're going to eat. I mean, you're allowed to cook your own food. Why couldn't you bring... Exactly. So this is lachem. What does that have to do with bringing something that there's no etter to bring? This sort of kivager asks. And lamaisa, there really is a machlokes about what is the basis of bringing the darim and davos. The machlokes is whether it's because it's considered also to be lachem, or whether it's to be the question of it's not correct that your bayit, your shulchan should be moleh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shulchan should be rekav. So if you're bringing the dharma to davis, then you're eating and you're sharing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nimuri kivayochel. In which case, if that's the basis, that it's not nogeh the lakem, that's good for the machlokas over there. So what the Gemara means is, according to that, man the arm and the dharma to davis, craving the hunt. Okay. In any event, what's important to us is this machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, boils down to the issue of the pasuk. Omer Rabbi Zera, you know, capping up above all, before I made Aliyah, and I was learning in Bavel, so I used to think, I used to think that the halacha, that when Yom Kippur comes out on an Erev Shabbos, we do not do the normal tekiyah that we do Erev Shabbos, which is the six tekiyot that are done right before Shabbos, which is la'av til amim halacha, and that we don't do because they're anyway moved on the malacha, because the same malacha that are us on Shabbos are us on Yom Kippur. What would be the point of doing a tekiyah? And with Mitzray Shabbos, we don't do a havdolah, not havdolah in our davening, and not a havdolah in, obviously, in an amir on the shulchan, because I thought the same thing as the Bria Kol. It never occurred to me that there could be an afkamina between them. It's exactly the same malacha as the chumrah in terms of the malacha that I'm doing. So it's Divrei HaKol. But then when I came to Eretz Yisroel, Kisalik Den Lahatam, I found that Yehuda, Breder of Shimon Ben Pazi, said over this, that lo ayu mavdilin, lo ayu tokin. And he said, this is dependent on Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, that we just had, about whether you're makriv, the eburiv of Yom HaKippurim on Shabbos, and vice versa. So he said, you know, the halacha that you do not do a havdalah or a tekiyah is only going a little bit Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds that Shabbos and Yom Kippur exactly the same, and that if you're not allowed to do something on one, you're not allowed to do it on the other. So the same way you can't be makriv the emure Yom Kippur on Shabbos, you can't be makriv the emure Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and therefore, what's the point of doing the tekiyah? But he said, to that Yehuda Breit Rabbi Shimon Mapazi said, but if you're going according to Rabbi Yishmael, then since Rabbi Yishmael holds that Chalvei Shabbat are Krevim on Yom HaKippurim, so then we need to make a difference between Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. Therefore, we should do a tekiyah this year in order that people should know that now it's more chomer, and that way you'll know ki eichad alav yada that chavei Shabbat are craving the Yom HaKippurim. That the next year, when it comes out in the other direction, so they will be aware of the fact that there's a nafka mina which way you're going. And I said to them, no, that can't be true. Amin luhana kohanim is rizimim. Because what you're saying is the only purpose of doing the tekiyah would be to warn the kohanim. Kayanim don't need to know this din. They're very well aware of what the dinim are. And on a Shabbos that is coming out before Yom Kippur, they know what they can do, and vice versa, they know what they can't do. And therefore, I would not change the din. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. That's what I said to them. Omni Mark Shisha, Breder Fisur of Ashi. What? We rely on the Kohanim being Zrizinein not to be Mefarsim HaHalacha. Mi Amrina Kohanim Zrizinein. Did we not say in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah there lists all of the tekiyot, and it says over there that there were three tekiyot, it's talking about the tekiyot in the Beit Samikdash itself. And amidst the tekiyot it lists Shalosh La'avdil Ben Kadosh L'cho. Now if you hold that the Kohanim are Zrizim, why did we do tekiyot in the Beit Samikdash? Those tekiyas we should have done only in Yerushalayim, but it shouldn't add it to the number of tekiyas shayu b'yom in the Beis Hamikdash. No, he said, that's not a problem. Abaya answered Legabe the famous question of the beautiful Nivreshet Shel Zahav that Alini Hamalka donated. So it says over there that it would reflect the light of the sun as it was just beneath the horizon, so it was so high, so that everybody would know that it's time for Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara over there asks, but the Kohanim don't say Zman Kriyat Shema then. They're sick in the other issues. They had a time to say later. So what would be the point? And Abaya said, who said it's talking about Kohanim? Only Kohanim were there. In the Beis HaMikdash, there were hundreds and thousands of visitors for the visitors. They should know to say, L'shar Amad Yerushalayim, so that anybody that is visiting will also know. And therefore, why can't we be Tokeh for exactly the same reason? Anybody that's there needs to know the halakas of the difference between Okinami, not the Kohanim. Now let me ask you something, Esther Gemar. There is a fascinating halacha. And this halacha is that you are allowed to prepare vegetables from mincha time on Yom Kippur for Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Now normally you would say, I'm being making me Kaddish HaKol. How can I prepare? Kivat Yerek. So the amazing Prat, and this goes into our whole Prat and Yom Kippur, that it's meant to be a day that mixes. There's a number of different approaches in the Rishonim. The Parsha of Pshat is, that's with Bnei Ogmat Nefesh. The Rishonim is Bnei Ogmat Nefesh, is that if you're being Isik in the Knivat Yerek, and Knivat Yerek means pulling out the outside pieces of a cabbage or lettuce to get it ready, or chopping up a vegetable that you're going to be cooking that night for stir fries. Richie, please. Yeah, come on, Rich. Please, please. So that's Knivat Yerek, that by doing that, you are going to be more in a state of pain at missing out on being able to eat. So mainly it's included in the issues of Yom HaKippur, which is Inu Nefesh. And that's why it's not considered to be only a Yachon HaLachol. It's a beautiful other pshat, Ramban, and other Rishonim bring, that Yom HaKippurim is mechayev you to be happy immediately when it's finished. That's Lech HaKol B'Simcha Lachmecha. Ushtei B'Leif Tuf Yonecha. As the pasuk says in Kehelet. So what that means is that you have to be during Yom Kippur, this state that will allow you to immediately celebrate, because there's elements of celebration. In that case, it's a tzorech. Yeah, it's a tzorech of Yom Kippur, and that's Ogmat Nefesh. Because if you don't do that, you're not going to be able to celebrate right after Yom Kippur. You're going to have to go out and get vegetables and start preparing them then, and wait another hour till you eat. That's Ogmat Nefesh. Where's the celebration? Okay, but in any event, we allow you to do Knivat Yerek, and we only allow you Menamincha V'Lamala. Why it's Menamincha V'Lamala? Also, different Pirushim. One shot is, because once you're already Menamincha V'Lamala, then you'll suffer more. If you learn Ogmat Nefesh is suffering now, then you'll learn that pshat. If you learn the other pshat, it's once you're Menamincha V'Lamala, you're not going to come to eat it. But first of all, by that point of the tightness, you don't really feel hungry, you just want to be over. And the other pshat is because it's already basically pat b'salo. It's almost time to eat. Now, wait another little bit. So your focus is on the Metzoyah Ta'anit, not on being nikshal now. Okay, but in any event, why do we not do the tekiah at this moment in Yom Kippur that's almost Shabbos? And then people, if it's almost Shabbos, I can now prepare my salad. So that would be the question. The only reason that I would tell you to do a tekiah, you're not allowed to play an instrument on Yom Kippur. So if you're playing the instrument as a basis for being shomer Yom Kippur, so then fine, if I'm going to be learning next year what the dinim are of what I'm allowed to do on Yom Kippur, fine, that I will blow for. But to be matir, doing something which otherwise would be usher, I don't do an iser to be matir things. Rav Shisha Bered Rividi said, no, that's not true. I would even blow to be matir. But only if we're being matir this year. But here, the Shvut Recholkat, we allow you to blow this year, where it's Chal and Erev Shabbos, in order that you should know that next year will be mutter. That we're not doing lo itiru, but this year it wouldn't be mutter anyway, because what are you going to do with the vegetables that you're going to cut up today on Yom Kippur? You're not allowed to cook them in your stir fries tonight because it's Shabbat. Ella, what are you going to say? You're going to use it for a salad, to make a salad early. A fresh salad, you want to make fresh. You don't want it to get all dried out by the time it's Mitzvah Shabbos, and it's a Yom Kippur. So therefore, the whole point would be for a year later, we're not going to do it. Asks the Gemara, is that true? Would we indeed be matir Shvut if it was for right now? I mean, if that were true, then why would we not just do a tekiah on Yontif, if the Shabbos for the Chalos of Yontif? Because that would tell us that you're allowed now to do Melacha. So if that's the case, V'atanan Yontif Shchaliot Erev Shabbat. If Yontif comes on an Erev Shabbat, we do tekiah, obviously, because Shabbos is more chomer. And we're not mavdil on Mitzoy Yom Tov, because obviously we don't do Havdalah when the Kiddush is going up. But if Yom Tov is Chal B'Mitzoy Shabbat, then we do Havdalah to let you know that it's more Chamor. And we do not do Tekiah on Shabbos. Now the question is, why would we not do it the other way around, to be Tekiah, when Yom Tov is Chal B'Mitzoy Shabbat, in order that people should know, oh, great, it's for Heter, now it's time for me to be able to do Shvita. So if that's case, you said we would do a Shvut Krova. Well, that's about as Krova as you can get. Therefore, must be that we never do a Heter of a Shvut in order to be Matir something, only in order to let you know that it's Osir. Now, even though we said that you are allowed to do Knivat Yerek on Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur comes out on a Shabbat, then it's not so Poshet. So indeed, Om Reb Zera, Om Rav Huna, Some say it was Rav Abba and Rav Huna that if Yom Kippur comes on in Shabbat itself, then it's aser b'kniva yerek. Why? Because now we have a bigger problem. We don't only have the problem of Yom Kippur, with which the knivat yerek we said is consistent because of the Agumat Nefesh. Now we have a problem of being matir knivat yerek on Shabbat, which is a tircha that's not going to be for Shabbat. And that may be a problem. Why is that? Omer of Mona, the Tanya Namiyachi, the Raya is from the following Braita. מנין ליום הכיפורים שכה להיות בשבת שעושה בכניבת ירק? תלמוד לומר, שבתון means, according to this approach, שבתון means שבות, not שבות. In other words, you are מחויב to be שובת. And therefore, any type of additional תירחה, even if it's not a מלאכה, you're not allowed to do. In which case, it's got to be referring to this, because למי, when it's telling you to be שובת, from what? From מלאכה. Obviously from מלאכה, it says, לא תעשה כל מלאכה. Therefore, it must mean to be shoveit even from things that are a tircha b'yalma, such as knivat yerek. Therefore, if I have the additional chiyuv of shvot on Shabbat, so I don't have on Yom Kippur, I don't have the additional chiyuv of Shabbaton shvot, in which case I will be matir for Yom Kippur knivat yerek, but I can't be matir the Shabbos element of knivat yerek, because that would be an iser d'oraita. People ask on Rashi, who seems to be saying to himself, is that an iser d'oraita? And other places he says Shabbaton Shvut is the Rabbona. And Lamaisa, I mean, what many of the Achronim say is that the Iker Halacha, the Remez, that there's a concept of being Sheves, could be a D'oraisa, just like we have a Gabi Malacha on Chol HaMoed. And then it's a Remez to us that there's an Inyan to be more Machmer, and the Rabbonan are now Koveya, those things that are Yisuri D'Rabbona. But since it has a Mokum in the Torah, so Mamela would be Machmer, but not to be Matarit, for Yom Kippur. And therefore, that is consistent with Rav Abba Amar Rav Huna, that if it's Chal on Shabbos, we're not Matir Knivat Yerek. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Amar Amar Rav Yochanan Yom Kippurim Shechal Liot B'Shabbat is Mutter B'Knivat Yerek, not like Rav Huna. Meitve, Minayin Yom Kippurim Shechal Liot B'Shabbat Shasur B'Knivat Yerek. Talmud Lomar Shabbaton Shvot, and we just darshan that. Lomai, Lema Lomalacha, Haktiv Lo Tasek Omalacha, El Alav, the only thing that's left is Knivat Yerek. So how do you, Rabbi Yochanan, understand that Pasuk of Shabbaton Shvot? I understand it like this. Yolam Lomalacha. Not true. It's coming to tell me don't do Malacha. But it's Lavor Lava Seva Lo Tasek. What are you asking me, Akash? It says Lo Tasek Omalacha. That's a Lo Tasek. Is there also an essay in the Malacha? Yes, there is, and that is Shabbaton. Tanya Kavati Rabbi Yochanan, we actually have a braita that says, like Rabbi Yochanan, if Yom Kippurim is Chal Liot B'Shabbat, Mutar B'Knivat Yerek, and Mifatzin B'Egozim, we could prepare the veggies, because there's only Sidur Raisa over here. And therefore, as we said, because of Agmat Nefesh, so we were matter to do it. And therefore, we would crack open nuts to prepare them. And we'd be befarkasim berimonim, we'd peel the rimonim and take out the seeds of the rimonim, as long as it's minamim kavalabala, and that is because of agmas nefesh, we're even increasing, as Rashi learns, increasing your desire to eat and making you suffer more. And that is part of Yom Kippurim. The way Rav Yehuda Mekan Karba, by Rav Yehuda's home, they would prepare cabbage. The way Rabba, they would be garde kari, they would prepare pumpkin soup, kimon dechozi, but when he saw that they started preparing it before Mincha, it's at 11 o'clock in the morning, they're already working on it. He says, what am I going to do? If I tell them that that's usur, nobody pays attention to me. So what I'll do is I'll tell them we just received a special tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv, whoever it was at that time, and I'll pretend that, that you got to listen to. See, when he told them, we just got a letter from Eretz Yisrael. It was signed by all the Gedolim. Mishmeder of Yochanan, there was no such letter. But at least this way they believe it. The Mishmeder of Yochanan, that it's Osir Adrach, the Elu Kisharim. The Tachat Kivodo Yikad Yikod Kikodesh. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tachat Kivodo, but not Kvodo Mamash. Rabbi Yochanan Lataimi, the Rabbi Yochanan Kor Lomani Bechabdotai. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vetachat Kivodo means, no, Tachat Kivodo Mamash. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer, Tachat Kivodo means Kisrefat Bnei Aharon. So Kivodo indeed means the skin, but Tachat means underneath. So therefore, Ma'ala Alan Srefat Neshama V'Guf Kayam, Avkan Srefat Neshama V'Guf Kayam. Omer Vachabarab, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Lishinui Begadim. min haTorah shememru parshat v'gadav v'lavash v'gadim acharim v'tonet v'rabbi shvolim da Torah d'aracheretz v'gad v'shibishol v'hen k'der l'rabo ayim zorgvam kots l'rabo omer v'yabarav omer v'yochanan denayu l'tal minchakam sheyitzei b'minalim ha-metulayim l'shuk. What? V'rabach v'rachanin ha-nafik omer v'ach v'regar nachman that he meant it's a gnai b'tloy agabi tloy. What does that mean? Aron means Vivgadim Bluim. Yachef means Biminalima Matulaim, which are Gnai, but not Chiv Mita. Tzanan Adam Revav, Alamar Dea Chotzetu, Tribingam Leolomer, it depends the size. It has to be Kisara Yitaki. Alabegadim, Mitzadechad, and no Chotzetu, Vishnehat Sterim Chotzetu. Rabbi Romer Mishum Rishmav, Mitzadechat Chotzetu. Boy, Miner of Shivim and Lakish, Mir Rabbi Chanina. Mardat is that mitzad echad or mishnei tzadim. Amalai zolo shamati. Kayotzi bar shamati. The Tzadim Rabbi Yosef Moshe Banaim even mitzad echad. Shel bor mishnei tzadim. Volotei mardat chashuva mi bigdo shel amaretz. My Banaim. Om Rabbi Yochanan elu tamidei chachomim shoskim bebinyano shel olam koyimeyem. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ezeot, Amir Chacham Shemakzirin Lo Avida B'Tfiyut Ha'ayin Zeh Ha'makpid Al Chaluko Lo Ovcho. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ezeot, Amir Chacham, in terms of the din of Mamanin Oto Parnasan Tzibur, Zeh Shesholim Oto Dvar Alakha, V'chol Makom V'omer, V'afilu Mesechet Kala. Yom Rabbi Yochanan Ezeot, Amir Chacham, Shebnei Iro Mitzuvim La'asot Lo Melakha, Zeh Sheminiach Hefzo V'oseit B'chetze Shamayim. But Hanimil the Mitrach Berif David, but not in his larger. Lom Rabbi Yochanan Ezeot, Tamid Chacham, Koshi Sholim Oto Alakha Bechol Makom Vomra. Lamai Nafkemina, different levels of Minuyim Parnas Al Hatzibur. So as I said earlier, not like Rashi, Ibe Chodem Mesechta would be Ba'atra, Ibe Kula Tenuyim would be Beresh Metivta. Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Omer, I disagree. But Na'im is referring to Beibani. Elu Kelimo Olayirin Abayim Yivinat Hayam. What? The member of the Chivra? You know, they were more makpid on them because of that. Omelu Rabbianai. Lebanav Bonai. Al Tik Peruni lo bekelim levanim lo bekelim shechorim levanim shem lo eske ve'ye kechatan bein ha'avelim shechorim shem ha'eske ve'ye kehavel bein ha'chatanim elu bekelim olayirin Abayim Yivinat Hayam. I'm assuming you know, lo kash. Rabbi Yishmael Amen Mikaplim Tana Rabban and Olad B'Shabbat B'Shabbato. That teaches Chol V'Shabbat a craving in Yom Kippur. Yochel Avshu Yom Kippur a craving B'Shabbat. I'm no, only B'Shabbato. Never Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Amen. It's not referring to Yom Kippur, which is the same dark of Kedusha. It's referring to Yontem. Olad B'Shabbat B'Shabbato. We made al Chol V'Shabbat a craving B'Yom Tov. Yochel Avshu Yom Kippurim Tavud Lomar B'Shabbato. Now, it boils down to Keshetim Tzalomar, the Divir Rabbi Yishmael, Nedorim, the Lavot, Kraven, the Yantav. Therefore, I need a Pasik to be Matir, the Chalve of the Oilos Yom HaKippurim, of Yom Tav. So, therefore, Gitzir Chal Yom HaKippurim. Whereas the Divir Rabbi Akiva, Nedorim, the Lavot, are Inkrom, the Yom Tav. Therefore, I need a Pasik to tell me, but the Chalavim of the Olot, that is not even on Yom Tav. Omer Rabbi Zer, you know, I used to think of Inu Babavo. Aviyamri had the time Yom Kippurim Shkaliot Erev Shabbat Lo Yu Tokim Umemetzei Shabbat Lo Yu Mavdilim. I thought that wasn't Nogena Machlokas we just had, and it's Divrei HaKol. But Kisal Kikna Lahata Mashkechita Lo Yudav Reidu Shubim Mepazi the Yati Vekama. No, it can only work out a little bit of Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbat and Yom Kippur are the same. But if it's going like Rabbi Yishmael, since he holds Chavik Shabbat Krivim Yom Kippurim, so it's Kedai to do the Tkiah in order that we should know that Chal Shabbat are craving on Yom Kippurim. Ve'amina le'ana, nah, you don't need to do that because Kohanim has Rizine. Omri Marchish Berev Chistel Ravashi, I never heard Kohanim's Rizine. What about the fact that we do the Tkiah specifically to be Mavdil in the Beit HaMikdash itself? Sholosh La'avdil at Abim Melachan, a normal Shabbos. Sholosh La'avdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. That's Kiryam Rabbaye. That's for people that are there by the Nivreshet of Alini Amalka, the Sharama, the Birushalayim, Achanami, the Sharama, the Birushalayim. why don't we just say we should do Tkiyah Mitzvah Yontav Mitzvah Shabbos into a Yontav Kiyachad Lady the Shari B'Knivat Yerek we should do on Yom Kippur the Shari B'Knivat Yerek and a Minuch Olamala Omer of Yerek Lefi She'in Dochin Shvut in order to be matter things Rav Shish of Reda Ravidi Omer Shvut Krova Itiro Shvut Rechoka Lo Itiro Shvut Krova Itiro Vatan Yontav Shkaliot Erev Shabbat Tokin Velo Mavdilin, Motzei Shabbat Mavdilin Velo Tokin. If you're telling me that you can be Docha Shvuz, which is a Tkiyah, for being Matir right now, Litka right now, Kechel Liyadin Shar B'Shchita right now. Elamachvar Tikin of Yossi, we're not Bechalal Docha Shvuz for Heter. Om Reb Zer, Om Reb Venev, Om Reb Abba, Om Reb Vani, Om Kippurim Shechaliot B'Shabbat, Asur B'Knivat Yerek, Om Reb Vana, Tanya Nami Ochi, Minayana B'Kippurim Shechaliot B'Shabbat, Shos B'Knivat Yerek, Talmud Lomar Shabbaton means to be Shavet. So Lomar, Ilim Ilim Alocha, Aktivlot Asekom Malacha, El Alava K'Knivat Yerek, Shva Minah, why would we be Docha than K'Knivat Yerek? Om Reb Chia Bar Abba, that Omer of Yochanan Yom Kippur Shchaliot B'Shabbat is Mutar B'Knivat Yerek. Meitvei Minay Yom Kippur Shchaliot B'Shabbat Shasur B'Knivat Yerek. Talmud Lomar Shabbaton Shvut Lomai Hilam Lomalocha Ktiv Lo Ta'asekom Alocha Alam. It's got to be K'Knivat Yerek, and you should be made that it's us. Lo Liyolam Lomalocha V'La'avor Alei Ba'asei V'Lo Ta'ase. That's how I learned. Tanya Gavatid Rabbi Yochanan that it's Mutar Yom Kippur Shchaliot B'Shabbat is Mutar B'Knivat Yerek. And mifatz in be'egozim, and it's befarkasin berimonim, mina mincha v'lamala, mipnei ogmat nefesh, tevei rabiyuda mekan v'karva, tevei rava gardi karakiv l'chosid avikob b'achrafei, om lo alta igarta v'marova, mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, that it's asur b'knivat yarek, which is the way we pass it. I don't know if it would turn.